is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Tim served in the Tennessee legislature before he came here. He was the mayor of the county for 8 years, right?
That's correct.
Is that like a county supervisor?
No, it's like the big dog. I mean,
you're
schools,
the barker.
Parks, yeah. And libraries, as the good old boys say, libraries. And I am from East Tennessee, and that is the only place in America where people don't speak with an accent.
Yeah, well, we're so glad to have you. Thanks for coming here. You know, with President Trump coming in, we got this agenda we're working on, and I want to talk about a couple things, and we'll get to DOGE in a minute, so stay with us, because Tim's into DOGE. But Tim's also, Representative Burchett has done a great job. He sits on Oversight Committee with me, and one of his callings, if you will, is to work on what do we call them? UAPs? I call them UFOs.
UFOs. That's what America calls them. That's some government think tank.
Yeah, and recently we had a bunch of drones popping out of nowhere in New Jersey. I want your insight on that, if you got some.
Yeah, New Jersey is an area that was the most complacent with the government on COVID. They were the first ones to put the masks on. They closed everything down. They got in line. I don't think that's by accident. I don't think these are something from outer space. I can talk all day about the nuances of different things, the orbs and things. I don't want to really get into all that, but every one of these has Chinese componentry, and the Chinese are watching us. I believe it's a test. Now, some of these are just good old boys and girls up there with their Christmas drones flying around, but some of these are some pretty high-tech things. Something that's big as a refrigerator is probably not something they went down to the Radio Shack, showing my age. I know they don't have a Radio Shack anymore, but something, you know. But I believe the Chinese had involvement in it. It was a test, and we failed that test. Our president, executive office failed that test. Our military failed that test. And our media, frankly, they kind of poo-pooed it and made fun of people. And I believe Americans want their pizzas in 30 minutes or less, and that's about our dadgum attention span. Nobody's talking about drones anymore. Right. And it's still a serious issue because one of those things is going to get sucked in a jet airplane engine, and we're going to take a plane down with one of those. A lot of the talk about it was that it was, trying to get my tie straight here, Andy.
It looks good. You're looking good.
I'm a slave to fashion here.
Yeah.
But no, some of the talk was that it's some government entity checking for radiation because we've missed all this uranium or something. And the reality was the stuff that was missing was medical grade. It was not military grade. So that's out of the question. I believe that the Chinese were using this. Either they were contractors or they were monitoring the others, because every one of them has Chinese componentry. Our jets have Chinese componentry. We have jets that we've been told could literally be turned off. Military apparatus, if you will, that could be turned off by the Chinese because they built the componentry, the chips. And that's why President Trump has said, I want to make them here. I want them made by American companies, people that we can trust. But if you backtrack a little bit on the, remember the balloon that flew over the country, balloon, started in Aleutian Islands, Pacific, went all the way to Atlantic. It backtracked a couple times, flew over my area. I don't represent.
It was looking for you, no doubt.
Obviously, no intelligent life down here. They wouldn't have found me. But it went over Oak Ridge National Lab, which is not in my, it was in Fleischmann's district, but it backs up over 6,000 people that work there, live in the district I represent. But it flew back over, it watched that. Now, honestly, we know they have Chinese spies that live, work, possibly cavort, if you will. Now, this is a family show with members of Congress. We had one that was close associate that was on the Intelligence Committee and that Speaker Pelosi refused to remove. We had a known Chinese spy was a chauffeur for a former U.S. senator who has now passed away from the San Francisco area. They're in our schools. They're in our places of research. So that balloon probably didn't get a lot of intelligence. But what it did was it showed the Chinese our response, and our response was weak. Now, what did Donald J. Trump say? Shoot them down. I'll shoot them down. And there's a reason those things don't fly over East Tennessee or Tennessee, because this good old boy, and a lot of us included, would have dropped them like a bad habit. Those things would come around, we'd have shot them down. And I believe they're using it as an analysis. I really think that there's an effort there. But imagine this. And this is not too far from imagination. You said it on these meetings as I have. say a submarine of one of our enemies comes up off the coast of North Carolina, but New York, for instance, and they put 50 or so drones in the air, and they might have a nuclear component, they could have a dirty bomb component, they could have a biological entity, and were to fly in. And now they know they can pretty much just fly in over our military, and when these are over military installations, some of these drones, they could fly in without any notice, without anybody firing a shot, literally. And they know they can do that. And so I would warn people, the drones are still out there, and they're still flying, but our media is not, for whatever reason, is not covering it anymore. And we better get a grip on it, because that is a component of the next war that we will fight.
Well, that's interesting as heck.
And I said all that without taking a breath.
Yeah, and nor did I. So I listened. But here's the thing, Ab, is we're getting ready to do work on the big beautiful bill that President Trump wants. However this develops, I wonder sometimes about my colleagues, because they always want bigger ships, more ships, and a lot of times these ships don't run. Well, I mean, we had to, I don't know how many we've had to basically mothball that we built that didn't run. So
in powerful members' districts,
and powerful, yeah,
and we'll always remember that.
That's right, that's right. And you and I are both. I think you're 435. I'm 434. So we are powerful.
Yeah.
in the body. But I want to get to something about this. So let's kind of segue into this Doge thing. President Trump's talking about the Doge. You got to get the Doge done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And what are your thoughts on that? I've heard you. That's why I wanted you to talk about it.
Thank you, brother. America's all fired up about it, and they're talking. And Elon and Vivek, I love them. I love their passion for this country. I love their entrepreneurialism. Indian folks are some of my biggest supporters in my district. And they're wonderful. They work hard in Tennessee, and I'm a big fan. But I would warn people, they're talking about cutting $2 trillion, they've said publicly. You know as well as I do, every 100 days we add $1 trillion to our debt. They're talking about cutting 200 days, basically, worth of debt buildup. And I warn people, what's going to happen? And we've got gutless members, and I'm going to rip on our members. I mean, these guys on the left, they're going to be left, and they... I think they, after yesterday, that Lake and Riley vote, I can pretty much, you know, they hate our country and they hate us. 158 of them apparently do. But what's going to happen, I feel like, is the House is going to pass something. It's going to have a little bit of red meat in it. The Senate's going to pass something. Guess what? It has a little bit of red meat. But they're going to be like this. They're not going to line up. And then we're going to point, our people are going to point it to the Senate, and they're going to point at the House. And then 100, 150 days goes by, the honeymoon's over, President Trump's honeymoon's over, and these gutless people up here are going to pull off of it. And you're going to see, I'm afraid, Vivek and Elon are going to get very frustrated. And, you know, and then they're going to talk about primarying people and things like that, and I just see the wheels falling off of it if we're not careful. I think America needs to embrace President Trump's agenda and realize that get off this dadgum victory lap. I'm so sick of hearing people pumped up. I'm ready to get to work. And they say we can't pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill by April. Well, if we work 2 hours a week, yeah, we're not going to. But I guarantee you, the people in Arizona that you represent and the people in the 2nd Congressional District in Tennessee I represent have been working. They've already worked more today than Congress will work all week. And it is a disgrace, and it's on both parties. You know, everybody wants to call Washington a swamp. Heck, folks, it's not a swamp. Andy and I are both God-believing people. God created a swamp. It's a pretty cool little ecosystem. I've hunted and fished and fell in a few swamps in my lifetime, frogging around them. It's a cool little ecosystem God created with life, and it filters water, does some really cool things. Washington, D.C. is a man-made sewer. That's why it smells so putrid around a sewer, because it's what's called anaerobic decomposition. And that occurs when oxygen and light are not in there. And that is what Washington, D.C. is. It all flows in. Nothing flows out. It's a man-made creation, and we don't have the guts to fix it. We've probably got 30 or so conservative hardliners in the House that Andy and I primarily... But there will be a few differentiations, but we primarily agree on the same substance. But it takes more than that. And these folks back home need to realize this, and they need to light up their members and hold them accountable.
Yeah, good grief. There's so much to unpack there. I've often likened Congress to a...
You sound like a counselor. Am I going to pay you $300 an hour?
Yeah, if I had a couch, I would have had you laid down as soon as you came in. I mean, I'm in need of the money, man. But I've likened Congress to a wet pile of dog manure because, you know, that's swarmed by flies. Because it gives the appearance of activity, but it's just laying there rotting and stinking. Yep. And that's the problem that we have. We our time is just so short. And we asked, just for folks at home, Tim and I and others asked, can we at least work this, get this, the same days per week that the Senate's working? Oddly enough, the Senate, who are a bunch of geriatrics, they're working 5 days a week. And
that's crazy talk.
and our colleagues are like, whoa, let's brakes on, Biggs Burchett. You know, we're working 3.5 hours a week. Maybe. And so
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So it's very frustrating. There's a lot of work to do. But let's talk about this for just one more second before we depart. I don't know why we're doing on time. Cassie, right. Ray, we're doing okay. Just give me the thumbs up. Okay,
I don't care.
So here's what I want to expand on that. When we start talking about what's going on and needing to do more work, right? We're talking about Trump's agenda, and Trump's agenda really, it has three main components. It has the border, it has the tax plan that he wants, and it has the energy plan he wants. And our job, the way I look at it, is to facilitate that as much as we possibly can while being mindful of the spend, right? And Tim and I have attended numerous meetings over the last few days. That's the work we do, attend a bunch of meetings.
We're going to write somebody a strong letter when we're done.
Yeah, we are. we're gonna write a letter expressing our most vehement disapprobation. That means how much we dislike it, Tim. I sometimes have to interpret for Tim. But what I'm getting at is we have people who don't, you know, in many respects, the goal is just to at least stop growing the national debt, right? At least stop growing it. So you bend the spending arc down, right? Which I've been saying for years. The first thing is maybe we could just bend that down. We've got people who don't even want to actually bend the arc down. Right now.
And they're in our own party. I expect the Marxist on the other side to do that. And the problem with that is they go home, they go to the Reagan Day or MAGA Day or whatever dinners, and they throw out the red meat, and they, yeah. And they say, oh, Nancy Pelosi, she's insider trading or whatever. When if you look at the list, there's Republicans that are far worse than hers. But the reality is they come back up here and they vote us down the dadgum river every time, and there are people in our own party, and we need to be aware of that, and people need to start holding us accountable. I think Washington, D.C. politicians will probably do what's right if we make them, and that's the key, and that's the job of the voters, because, Andy, you know, we can propose all this stuff, but if we're not delivering, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I was thinking about this morning. There's a lot of smart people in Congress. There really are. But you know what? There's not a lot of in supply here. A lot of courage, a lot of foresight, and a lot of willingness to actually stand up. You know, you have to, at some point, you have to say, this is the right thing. This is what I was elected to do. And this is what I'm going to do, regardless of position, power, money, fame, whatever is motivating you. You've got to do the right thing. And folks, this is Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee's 2nd District. He makes the choice to do the right thing.
Thank you, brother.
And does a really good job. And so I want to get one more area here.
Okay. Quick.
I got 2 minutes.
All right.
So this is, just think of yourself as on being on Jeopardy.
I got you.
And what that area is, got to get to you. Oh, yeah. You touched on it. Yesterday we did the Lake and Riley bill. Lake and Riley Act, 159, 58, whatever it is, Democrats voted against that bill.
And spoke against it.
And spoke against it. The arguments, I went down and debated in favor of the bill, and the arguments against it were absolutely obscene. Your thoughts?
I agree. I usually don't watch the debates, but I saw you were involved in it, and so I watched a little bit of it. It's just sickening that this young lady, 21, 22-year-old little girl, I know it's a young lady, but to me, I'm 60, she's a little girl, nursing student, had her whole life, beautiful young lady. By all accounts, she was just a wonderful person, was brutally murdered and raped because the Biden administration and these Marxist Democrats don't have the guts to enforce the law. And the reason they won't do it, they have to admit they made a mistake. They made a mistake, and they will not admit it. And they hate Trump. They hate this country. They hate everything we stand for. And they stood on the House floor and said that. You've got to go back and watch these tapes. If you have kids, it will sicken your stomach. And this is what we've allowed in this country, because good people have sat at home and said, what's the use of my vote? Why am I even involved in this? I'll tell you why you're involved with this. God has given us this incredible gift in this country. And, you know, we always pray and say, bless this country. Well, we need to start asking God to forgive this country, because we are making some grave mistakes. And I know we're going to run out of time, but I want to tell the people of Arizona, whatever you do, do not let this guy get out of Congress. He is the man. I'm more of a street fighter. He's very cerebral. I go to him. I consider him a mentor. He helps me understand legislation. He dives deep into it and gets it. He is a gift to this country, and I call him a friend. I know he probably doesn't like me too much, but I love him. And he owes me a meal at the Capitol Hill Club, by the way.
Yeah, you are a good friend, Tim. That's for sure, and you do a great job. And so I want people to know how they can follow you. You got some social media stuff
going?
Yeah,
you can go on the official one, Congressman Tim Burch, and all that nonsense. But the cool one is on Twitter or X, at Tim Burchett, TimBurchett. Oh, you spelled my name right. And that's the cool one, where I say all the cool stuff, and it's all edgy and gets everybody mad at me. But I don't care. I'm sick of it. We're going to lose our country. Thank you, Andy. You're the man.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.